walk in the hot Mexican sun all damn day and not come home bleeding.
What a how, what about the hot Canada sun?
Well, I've never...
Is there such a thing?
Well, one, I've never... I've actually never been to Canada. And two, I don't know how my balls would sweat there.
Well, according to Big Fatty, Canada is also Mexico. So...
That's true.
Oh, well, true, but...
Anywhere outside the United States is Mexico.
I love Big Fatty, though I generally don't live my life by the rules of Big Fatty.
No one should. No one should, because you
should
would have...
Just to try it, DeAndre.
A puppet on your hand all the time.
Well, the only puppet I want on my hand is where old people think I'm named after, which is Waylon Flowers, and I need a madam on my hand. No other puppets will be on my hand.
Speaking of flowers.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I love Big Fatty, though I generally don't live my life by the rules of Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1380 of the BFO for right the 10th of May, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I have got a list, and it's got some celebrations and a little sad news. Hello, buddy lovers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your far right is going well. Y'all, we are all today. We are all today buddy lovers because, y'all, I have sad news to pass along, and many of you may already know this. But, y'all, dear sweet Buddy Rabbit passed away on Thursday morning, and Buddy was the Bunny Rabbit of Moose P and his husband up there in the Raleigh, North Kakalaki. And y'all, this was not unexpected. They knew that Buddy's days were numbered, and you know, y'all, when they found the news out, all as upsetting as it was, they gave special effort to make sure that Buddy's last days were just wonderful. And I saw that Moose was upset, and that's understandably so, because y'all, you know, you hear the word pet, and the word pet, it's almost I don't want to say a throwaway word, but it's not nearly the strength that the bond forms between a pet and its owner. You know, the Von's yo-yo-yo refers to the dogs as her children. And, y'all, I believe many people think of their pets as their children, and certainly family members anyway. And... So, y'all, I'm just going to ask you, and I know that Moose will hear this, but y'all, send a little love to Moose. It will be tough for a while, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Buddy had the nicest daddies he could ever hope for, and y'all, I can tell you that Buddy's life was much better because of the love and care that Moose P and his hubby provided. And y'all, and remember the good times. Remember the good times. Yes, Buddy won't be there for the head scratches or to throw a little hissy fit. Y'all, he could throw a hissy fit now. And he would get mad at Moose. Get mad at Moose. Mad as a snake. And he'd let them know he was mad, too. But y'all, just send out a little love and support to Moose P and his husband. And anyway, Moose, we're thinking of you. But remember the good times, because I can guarantee you that's what Buddy will do. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have got not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, they're both tamari. The length of May Satney, if you will. And y'all, the first one was the number three fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, is that Chuck Chapman. Y'all, he's the gay cowboy up there in the New Hampshire. And the husband of the boss boy, y'all, send out a little love to the boss boy also. He lost his grandmother here in the past week, and sounds like she was a lovely woman from what I picked up. But send out a little love to Chuck. He's up there in the New Hampshire. I'm sure the boss boy will send him some love. Big fatty, don't get vulgar. And y'all, then the other person. Y'all, I just got an e-letter from him saying he was sitting in the corner counting beans. And Big Freddy, what the hell's he doing there? I don't know. But y'all, on Saturday, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of that Stephen the Ark. Big Freddy, he's up there in the Edinburgh. Y'all, it's true. And you know the big run was up there in the Edinburgh. Scotland, Mexico. Yes, McFaddy. So, y'all, a double celebration of exiting the birth canal to Chuck and to Stephen the Ark. McFaddy, do you think Stephen the Ark will have pudding?
For the million things she gave me. Oh, means only that she's growing old.
She's growing old.
T is for the tears were shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold.
Purest gold.
E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be, always be.
Dear Gussie, y'all, for the love of hydrogen, don't forget that this Sunday, the 12th of May, y'all, it is Mother's Day. And y'all, despite how you might feel about your mama or your mother, if she's an M-U-T-H-A, y'all, still, if it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be here today. So put your feelings behind you if things are tense, if that's possible. And even if you can't call your mother, be thankful for your mother. Yes, Big Fatty, you big old mother, you. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the stinky orangutans talking about the Canada-Mexico. And, y'all, Big Fatty's going to northern Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm going to be leaving Charleston on June the 29th. Big Fatty, I'm sure the Faye driver's getting scared. No, I'm going to the other side of Mexico. Y'all, I'm going to be flying up to Halifax, Nova Scotia. Y'all, I'm gonna be in Nova Scotia from June the 29th, and I'm returning to Charleston on July 5th. I'm taking some old coal miners up there, and y'all, I'd love to know if any of you are around. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, and y'all, I've been doing my research. I found an app for my, let's just see if I can find it here real quick. Big Fatty, you should be better prepared. Y'all, it's called the Sin, no, that's Sin City. That's for Las Vegas, Las Wages. Evidently, there are in Halifax, there are a couple of queer bars, and there may even be a bathhouse. Big Fatty, Y'all, I'm gonna get out and put on my Mexican walking shoes and make my way around when I have a little free time. I'm planning on taking the micro hoist and doing little shows live from up there in the Canada, Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that's coming up later on this summer, but my plans have just been finalized, that's that. Y'all, this weekend, in addition, to the two celebrations of exiting the birth canal and, Mother's Day on Sunday, y'all, this weekend is also the, anniversarium of, Granny and Miss Porter. And, y'all, they are going, they're taking it's not a honeymoon because they've been together for 25, 26 years or something like that. They're getting the hell out of town is what they're doing. They're going up to Myrtle Beach because, you know, nothing says, great way to remember your getting with your partner than to go up to Myrtle Beach. Y'all, they have the Can-Am days up there. It's the Mexican-American days. But I don't know if that's going on right now or not. But so they're going to go up there. Y'all, they asked me if I wanted to go. Y'all, I was not going to go up there and be a third wheel. Big Fatty, a third wheel. After last weekend and this coming, y'all, you know, this coming week, I'm going to be heading over to the Hara Hotel and then I'm off to Hatlanta, to help the Hats, move into their new, abode, the new Hat Cave, Big Fatty, the new Hat Cave, I wasn't gonna go up there you know, they don't give a shit, but anyway, Big Fatty, y'all, several people have sent me an article about this 105-year-old woman. Y'all, I thought it might have been about me. I don't know, but y'all, it could be. Y'all, you can goggle it. It's right there on the inner tubes, but I thought I'd just read it to you because I hadn't read anything to you yet today. But y'all, 105-year-old is being nicknamed the Bacon Woman. Big Fatty, are you sure it's not about you? By some, after she revealed that the secret to her long life was eating a lot of bacon. Big Fatty, you're going to live to 200. Pearl Cantrell, Big Fatty, I think it is you, old Pearl of Texas, said that she eats bacon every day. She, quote, "I love bacon. I eat it every day. I don't feel as old as I am. That's all I can say." Big Fatty, she's a poet. Pearl recently celebrated her birthday over 3 days and attracted more than 200 guests. However, it became widespread knowledge that Pearl was the Bacon Woman. And when the seller, Oscar Mayer, heard about her love for bacon, they sent over one of the Wienermobiles. Big Fatty, is that Nessa's husband came over there? No, not that Wienermobile. The Wienermobile to her home for the celebration. Abraham Luna, a hot dogger for Oscar Mayer, has said, "We've seen a lot of stories on the road, but nothing quite like this one. So we're excited to be here. We know she's an inspiration. Pearl is an inspiration for the community and her friends and family." Pearl was able to ride in the Wienermobile, but the best treat at all for the birthday girl was the bacon, according to KRBC, Oscar Mayer has said that it will be sending Pearl's large stash of bacon in the near future. Evidently, somebody somebody needs to get in touch with Oscar Mayer and tell them about Big Fatty's love for bacon. Big Fatty, you like bacon and you like to poke.
Mystery Date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty has got to brag a little bit. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I am sitting here watching the Survivors on Wednesday night, and you know, the computer was running, and the dating sites were running full force, and all hi, and y'all, and y'all, there was, and I've shown the pictures to Larry Klein, and he's going, "You go, Big Freddy, you go." Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. There was this gentleman caller that was all about Big Fatty. And, but, you know, he was, he seemed preoccupied at first. But, you know, he was talking to Big Fatty, and then it'd be a while before he'd answer Big Fatty. And so I think he was in town for one evening, but, you know, so I think he was you know, looking for his best option. And, you know, when you got options on the table, you want to make sure you get the best one. Well, anyway, as the evening progressed, you know, we would chat a little bit and everything. Y'all, this thing was absolutely it's delicious with a capital duh. Just a capital duh. And so, y'all, he was staying at a hotel just that one night. He was, "Big Fatty, would you like to come over?" And y'all, so I said, "Yes." So, y'all, I went over there, and I'm going to tell you something. I don't know who enjoyed it more. "Big Fatty, please, we're having Cheerios. We don't need to no, we don't know." But y'all, there was no puppet show. There was no puppet show, but y'all, this, you know, Big Fatty didn't mind a hairy man by any means, but y'all, this guy was naturally, he didn't shave anything, maybe his face. Y'all, he was naturally smooth. I don't think there was there may have been some pubescent, I mean, not pubescent, pubic hair, public hair. It was good. And like I said, I don't know who enjoyed it more. Y'all, Big Fatty had the vapors. He had the vapors after all that was over. "Big Fatty, is that why you came in so late? You were so tired on Friday?" Exactly. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope lots of good things are going for you this weekend. And, anyway, y'all, Big Fatty's told you a couple of things to do. Keep moose in your thoughts, and don't forget that Sunday is Mother's Day. And Waylon, what do you think of all this advice that Big Fatty has given you?
I love Big Fatty, though I generally don't live my life by the rules of Big Fatty.
Oh, Ginger Man, tell him to call his mama!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.